So, Hare Krishna, may I request all of you if come and sit closer, because there will be more devotees.
Wow, it really looks so good.
We will ask Prashanta to first explain to us a little bit where we are. I know some of you have been here before, but it's nice in the beginning to get a little bit familiar with the holy place and then access the divine presence of Rupa Goswami and Krishna Balaram, etc. And then afterwards, I will give you a very brief, but I hope very strengthening tune-in session for your 64 round stay. I think you have already started to chant. Good. It will be very easy and very blissful. This is your best day in your life. So, let us now give our full attention to Prashanta, who will explain to us where we are.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Gurujai Prabhu requested me to introduce to you this wonderful place, Tyakadamba. Kadamba is the name of a tree in India, some of you may know. And you'll find this name in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And there are many Kadamba trees around here that have been planted. This is not Kadamba, this is Pilu. This is a Pilu tree. You see how they are bent? These are the trees of Vrindavan that are bending to offer their respects to Krishna. So, Kadamba trees grow in this area. And there means to call out. So this is a place of Sakyaras. It is very close to Nandagaon. When you came on the bus, if you were attentive, you saw the hill of Nandagaon. So Krishna, when he would come out to herd the cows, he would pass through this area, and well, he moved towards different areas. And this place is especially famous for him when he was returning from the pasturing grounds. Around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, there is this time in Braj that is called the Dhuli Bhela, when Krishna comes back with the cows, and all the devotees in Nandagaon who are in Vatsalya Bhav and in Madhurya Bhav, all day they have been separated from him, and they are waiting for him. They make a big festival every day. They prepare for several hours. Like we have decorated here, they decorate the entire village of Braja. They call it the village of Braja in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Krishna returns with the cows. At that time he is called Keshava. Keshava means whitish. And because he is covered with the dust of Vrindavan. So he used to climb on top of a tree here, a Kadamba tree, and used to call his cows. So, I wanted to refer to Srimad Bhagavatam to explain these little things, because it's a very good mood here. It's Vatsalya Prema mood, but it's also a place of Srimati Radharani, because she appeared here to Srila Rupa Goswami. So, I was remembering one or two verses that will give you an impression in your heart to give you the mood of this place. The first is how somehow Krishna, this is a place when he was little grown up and he used to herd the cows. When he was small, he used to herd the Vatsa. He was called Vatsapal. Used to herd the small calves. And then when he became 6 years old, then he became a Gopa. So in the Padma Puran, we find this verse that you may have heard, very famous.
Shuklashtami Kartiketu Smita Gopashtami Budhaihi Taddinad Vasudevo Bhut Gopapurvam Tuvatapaha. On that eighth day of the bright night, and the moon is going bright, and on that day, Krishna, in the month of Kartik, he became a gopa, whereas previously he was herding the cows. So after becoming a gopa, then he started moving away from Nandagram during the day to herd the cows all over Vrindavan. And as we know, Vrindavan is like a lotus that opens and closes. Different petals, you know, like the lotus opens and closes. So sometimes Nandagaon is on one petal, and when Krishna desired to go all the way on the other side of Braja, then the petal would move, and very quickly they would traverse the whole expanse of Braja. So he could herd the cows during the day in Govardhan, and many, many, many forests are there in Vrindavan. 12 of them are the main forests. And in this season particularly, this is considered the most beautiful season, Sharat. It is just past for us. We just finished the Sharat season, which is Kartik. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam again, we have this beautiful description, which is made by the gopis. They sing the glories of this Sharat season. And they say, there's a beautiful description. Ittam Sharat Swachha Jalam Padma Karasugandhina Nyavishat Vayinu Vatam Sago Gopala Kochuta. So this describes how Krishna enters the forest of Vrindavan in that beautiful period of Sharat, which is autumn. Just before, now it has become a little too cold, but just 2-3 weeks ago it was so pleasant. And it is at that time that Krishna became a gopa. And he entered the forest of Vrindavan when everything was so beautiful. Many flowers. It is said also that when Krishna entered the forest for the first time, all the forest manifested the symptoms of spring. Because Krishna himself is called Madhava. And Madhava is also a name of spring. He is spring personified. In fact, in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, we hear that he says, I am flower bearing spring. Kusumakara. Kusumakara, it's the season that brings about the flowers. So this place is celebrated like this. So this is the time when Krishna was herding the cows with his friends. Tathas chapau kandavayo svitho vraje babhu vatusto pashupala sammato gas chalayanto sakibhi samam padar vrindavanam punyamati vachakratu. In this beautiful season, when Krishna became 6 years old, he entered the beautifully fragrant forest of Vrindavan. And he imprinted on this sand the marks of his lotus feet. Vrindavan was already holy from before, because actually Vrindavan is an avatar. This land descends, appears from the spiritual platform. But when Krishna imprinted his footprints on this land, it became even more potent, even more beautiful. When Krishna was small, his feet were very, very small. And because of that, the marks were not fully visible. But when he started his gocharan, herding the cows, then his feet had grown. He said his whole body had grown taller, his shoulders broader, and his hair had grown very long, and his feet were longer, and all the marks became visible. So Krishna in the evening would pass by this, after herding the cows and playing for the entire day, he would pass by this area to go back to Nandagaon. And here he climbed on top of a Kadamba tree and he called his cows. Have you heard the names of some of Krishna's cows? Yes? Srila Rupa Goswami, whose place this is, Srila Rupa Goswami has very beautifully described this time when Krishna was calling his cows as he returned from the pasturing ground to make sure that he doesn't miss any of them. Because on the pasturing ground, Krishna had several duties. One was, make sure that no cows get lost. Two, make sure they eat and drink. And three, is protect them from the tigers and the demons. So, this is what Srila Rupa Goswami has written here. You can hear the names of cows in there. Pishangi Manikastani Pranata Sringi Pingakshane Mridanga Mukidhumale Shavali Hansi Vamsi Priye Iti Swasurabhi Kulantaralam Mahavayantam Muda Vraje Vijayinam Bhaje Vipina Deshata Keshavam. So this is how he described Keshava, returning in the evening with his cows. And he climbs on the Kadamba tree and he's calling, Pishangi Manikastani. Manikastani means the cow that has an udder. When they give the milk, she's like jewel udder. And then he says, Mridanga Mukhi. The cows whose face is shaped like a mridanga. And
one thing, if you're ever in a bad mood and ever unhappy, all you have to do is sing the names of Krishna's cows and all your unhappiness will fly far away.
I'll sing it one more time then. Pishangi Manikastani Pranata Sringi Pingakshane Mridanga Mukhi Dhumale Chavali Hansi Vamsi Priye Iti Swasura Bhikulam Taranama Vayantam Mudha Vraje Vijayinam Bhaje Vipina Deshata Keshavam.
So if you go in, this is a big compound here. This place is a Gaudiya Vaishnav place. It's the heart of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. We are doing our japa here today. It's a very, very powerful place where we have heard Krishna, heard his cows. This is a place where the aprakat lila, which we cannot see, is going on today. Krishna is herding his cows in these areas. And he will come back. When we leave at that time, 5 o'clock, we should hear the sound of Krishna's footprint. Because that time he is coming back. It is Dhuli Vela. So you can walk all around the place, chant your japa. You will find a place with, there are cows there, which are made from cement or something. You will see their names. So this is one of the glories of this place, that this is a place of Nityalila of Krishna in Sakya Bhav. Then Srila Rupa Goswami chose this place to do his bhajan here. This is his bhajan kutir. In Upadeshamrita, Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna, the Sankirtan movement is conducted under the supervision of Srila Rupa Goswami. He has been especially empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to write books and convey the message of Godhead and spread culture of bhakti. So he came here and he was staying here. Not only here, he also stayed in other places, but this is his main bhajan place. And he used to sit under a tree. We have prepared for him a seat today. And I invited him to be here. He is here actually. So we have invited him to come out a little bit of his bhajan kutir and then sit with us outside. So he used to sit here under a tree
And the Goswamis used to hang their deities on the branches of the tree in the Julan. And you will see here, I don't know whether it is there, but we have Krishna Balaram deities here. The Baba usually puts them in the Julan. So they used to hang them like this. And he was writing here. He was meditating. He was writing. He was taking in his bath. There's a nearby kund there. And this is a place of separation from Krishna as well, because nearby is a Shiva temple of Asheshwar Mandir. And Asheshwar means, Asha means hope. This is a place where Lord Shiva, one time when he had come to take darshan, he heard that Krishna had appeared, and he found the house of Nanda Baba. He came to the door and wanted to take darshan of Krishna. But you know, Shivji is described always in the Puranas as having a strange appearance. His body is smeared with ashes, and his hair is matted, and he's got a few snakes around his neck and his arms. And when Yashoda Mai saw him, she said, "No way, my Lala is going to take darshan of this black sadhu." But she sent him away. And he came in just nearby here, Nasheshwar Mahadev, in that place, and he did some tapasya. He started chanting the names of Krishna until finally Yashoda Mai called him back, because after Lord Shiva came and did not get his darshan of Krishna, Krishna also did not take his darshan of his dear most devotee Lord Shiva. So he started crying 24 hours a day. And they couldn't find out why, what happened. Then they recall, oh, that strange Baba had come. So Yashoda sent people to look for him. And they found him here nearby. And when they found him, he was in trance, in separation from Krishna, with a hope in his heart that he would get the darshan. Then they took him to Nandagaon, and he had darshan of Krishna, and Krishna stopped crying. It's a very important place. We have the mood of separation here, and the mood of separation combined with the mood of hope of having the darshan of Krishna. We have the Gopa Bhav here, the Sakya Bhav. We have the mood of our acharyas of going deep into our consciousness so that we could convey the message of bhakti. And there is also Radharani here, because one time Srila Rupa Goswami wanted to feed his brother Sanatan, who was visiting him. He had a dream, he wanted to feed his brother some sweet rice, but he had nothing. He didn't have anything. So after some time, one young girl, little gopi from the local village, she came. And she brought milk, and she brought some sugar, and some rice, and she came. And he said, oh, he was busy cleaning, doing things, and he said, I don't know how to cook the sweet rice. So the lady said, no problem, I will cook. So she cooked the sweet rice. And when Sanatan came, Rupa Goswami fed him. As soon as Sanatan smelled the sweet rice and put some sweet rice in his mouth, he entered ecstasy. All the symptoms of bhava started manifesting in his body. He was shivering, and his hair was standing on end, and tears started coming out from his eyes. And he said, Rupa, my brother, what did you feed me? Then Rupa explained, one little girl had come, and she... Then Sanatan chastised Rupa, that you have taken service from Srimati Radharani. So now I will let you chant, remember these past times, and if you are fortunate enough to stay until the end of our stay here, when we leave at 5 o'clock, the Baba who takes care of this place here, Rishikesh Baba, he has prepared for all of us the Radharani key. and the pakoras that used to be eaten by the gopas. So this is the glories of Teyakadamba, very wonderful place where Srila Rupa Goswami is present, Srimati Radharani is present, Krishna is here with all his coward boyfriends, so we are in good company. Thank you.